I see some of the youth girls are back from the water program. Good to have you guys back too. So, Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So the reason I read this chapter here a few weeks ago, I was feeling a little bit, you might think this is funny that I say this, but I had this all of a sudden this fear in my heart. I was thinking about some of the things trying to teach teenagers, thinking especially of my own children, and the things that they're facing today. And I'm just going to name a few things that that they face, you know, and that we didn't face maybe when we were children. And then I want to go back to this chapter and say how it was encouraging to me. But I was thinking about text messaging, and then I'm going to read about 20 of the most popular social media apps that are out there today that our kids all use right here in this setting. Some not so popular, and some are actually used by the adults. But anyhow, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, iTunes, Pandora, Netflix, Facebook Messenger, Twitter, Google, Vine, Pinterest, Skype, Apple, FaceTime, Tumblr, Spotify, BuzzFeed, Hulu, Kick Manager, GChat, Beats, Amazon Prime, WhatsApp, LinkedIn, Foursquare. And that's just a start. There is so many of them, gobs of them. And so what I did is I just went on a few of these. I didn't have them, but that I saw that maybe my children were using, and snooped around on them and recognized that that world out there is pretty scary, and there's a lot of good on them, but there's also a tremendous amount of evil on them. And this huge fear rose in my heart, and I thought, what if I would lose one of my children to some of this? And when I'm in heaven someday, I know all the fathers feel this way, but all of us fathers want our children in heaven with us. So anyhow, Joshua 1, let's go back and look at that. Joshua 1 says, and this was encouraging to me, verse 6, it says, be strong and of good courage, and be not, for unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance in the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. God has promised us that he would help us. And as the Israelites were facing the giants in those days and the people around them, you know, they had fear too. They had tremendous fear. And God told Joshua this, you know, be strong and of good courage. And verse 7, he says, be strong and of very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all according to the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. And then he said something, and this is what gave me a little more strength too. He said this. He said, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And so when I was thinking about all this stuff and had this fear, I thought, what is the best thing that I can do as a father to help? because I can say don't do this, or I can say do this, or I can say a lot of do's and don'ts. But what can I really do to get to the heart of my children? And anyhow, the thing that came, that really encouraged me is what am I doing? What am I doing as a father? Am I having, is my face set toward that goal? Am I being strong, courageous? Am I not looking to the right or the left? Am I looking straight ahead? And am I being swayed by some of these things? Am I being tempted? Am I falling into sin with any of these things? Am I in control of my own mind? And is my heart set towards God? Where am I? What am I doing? And so I asked myself those questions. And you know what? Honestly, I found I failed in some of those. And I had to recommit my heart again to the Lord to say, Lord, help me to be more faithful so that my children can see a faithful man. And I think all of us fathers do that. We look out and we say, you know, I see areas that I should be doing a little bit better, to teach my children a little bit better. But it says up there in verse 3, it says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. You know, that hasn't changed. The Lord is with us every single step of the way. And we need to have that courage and that strength from the Lord to face these things. And I'm going to read verse 9 yet. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. That's how I felt. But then God says not to. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And so I just wanted to share that with you because I think all of us fathers face those fears and we face those anxieties. But we shouldn't be looking at what we fear. We should be looking at the Lord and drawing our strength and our courage from him and teaching our children what the Lord has to offer us. And that doesn't necessarily mean that every child's going to turn out perfect. But then what it does mean is that we have done the best that we could. And that's what God wants out of us. God wants our very, very best. He wants us to give our all and what we can to him. And then we have to leave the rest in his hands. And so just wanted to share that. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.